Well, I guess that means I'm Pat.
This is Will.
And I'm Christopher. And we're Guys with Issues.
How dare you have more than one syllable?
I only had one this time.
That's why I went whole.
I appreciate that.
I go by Christopher too, as well, as you know.
That's usually what I call you.
And there's quite a few people who call me Christopher.
For the most part.
And Will goes by Cody, but only...
only by those who know me.
Only by those who've known him a very long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I've only known him for... Over, what, about a year?
I've always known him as Will, but those who've known him for a long time actually do not call him Will.
Nope.
Unless they're talking to the people that only call him Will, then they try to.
Unless they want to confuse people, and then they
mix it up.
The people who've known me a long time call me Cody, and the people who've known me a short amount of time call me Will, so they think I'm two different people.
Yeah, he's got a secret identity.
Mm.
A double identity.
Which one's the secret identity?
Yeah, which one is it?
I don't know. It's a secret.
You know, like if I told you, that's it wouldn't be my secret identity.
Tell us after the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to guess, you can write in at longbox at guyswithissues.com.
Yeah, which one is his secret identity?
I doubt he'll tell you, but you can still guess.
Yeah.
Since I read the emails now, it makes sense.
It's true.
So, Banta Man, did you bring us the Banta?
So, how are we doing this? Do I just say everything, or are we just going around the table?
That's up to you. You usually make that decision on the fly.
Just spill your guts, Patrick.
So, I went to a elementary school end-of-the-year musical concert.
How was that? I went to one of those, but it was a spring one. It wasn't end of the year.
Just about what you would expect. I saw a bunch of kindergartners. Singing some songs. They were adorable. Half of them weren't paying attention.
Yep.
It was great.
That's how it is.
Yeah. Some of them were doing the wrong moves.
That's my favorite.
It was adorable.
Or when you're my children adding moves and going nonstop
the whole time. I could definitely see that. Yeah.
That's definitely, I've definitely had the most peppy child on the stage once or twice.
What? No.
Oh, you should have seen Cora during one of her concerts. It was like her fourth grade.
Do you have third it, or fourth grade recorded concert. Because I would love to see that.
My mom might. Mm. That was back when my phone didn't take camera videos. Oh,
so the last 7 years?
Oh, burn.
I mean, it's probably been seven.
It was a while.
I wasn't being well, exaggerating there?
No, you were taking a real guess.
I really was taking a real guess. I know. The 7 years there.
Something. I don't know. It hasn't been that many because I didn't have that phone. I had a worse phone for a long time.
Okay, 6 years.
But it had a camera that worked. So I'm not sure. But so you had fun at the concert?
Yeah, it was fun.
You had some chuckles.
Chuckles at the little ones.
What else did you do?
I went on... Saturday. I went to Oganali.
And you tried the Traveler.
And I tried the Traveler.
What did you think?
Delicious.
I thought so too.
I want that sandwich again.
Yeah. Well,
it was so good.
I thought it was one of the better Travelers I've had.
I agree. It was very good.
Yeah. Even with the cilantro, Will.
The cilantro, Will.
I knew.
No.
I knew.
I refuse.
He's like, no, that's just soapy, Will. That's if I don't rinse well.
I'm sure you could just have them, you know, give it to you without the cilantro.
It does say cilantro, like they must chop it and add it.
Yes.
Right.
So,
but then I have to be that guy, be like, oh, can you keep the cilantro out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
It's fine.
But if the rest of it is that good.
It really is.
Why would you deprive yourself?
Why would you deprive yourself?
Because I feel like someone took a lot of time and effort to develop that sandwich, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, cilantro will add whatever the flavor of cilantro is to the sandwich and make it really nice. And so no, I can't.
For 60% of the population.
Right. Yeah.
Is it that? Is it that much?
It's something like that.
I thought it was like 20.
No, I'm saying 60% is the good, like can taste it properly.
Right. I thought 20% couldn't, but I could be wrong. I thought it was about the same amount as left-handedness.
Are you left-handed?
No, I'm right-handed.
It'd be interesting if he was both.
Oh, I'd be like an alien at that point in time.
I mean, you aren't, right? You do have a secret identity.
I'm not an alien.
I think we've established if anybody's an alien in this group, it's probably me.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
Or are you the normal one and we're the aliens?
If I'm the normal one, the world is a simulation.
I mean, that's very probable. We're not going to get into that.
Nope. Anyway, Patrick.
I'm sure Will has a paper. He's read on it.
I've watched a few videos.
I knew that was coming.
I also, after I went to Oganale, I went to the local Chimps comic book store.
Ooh, yes. We've all been there once or twice.
And I picked up some stuff I had on order, one of them being the Green Lantern Corps Omnibus Volume 1.
Yeah, so you're getting your stack.
Getting my fat stack. Yeah. I'm running out of a place to put books.
Yes, you are.
they're piling up.
And, yeah, that was fun.
You got a Batman-Superman trade as well.
Batman-Superman trade. I got some more manga.
Yeah. You're only missing one.
Only missing one. And that's on order. It'll show up at some point.
Hopefully.
I was told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking. It's got different publisher symbols at the bottom of half of your books.
That's fine.
Then maybe that's the problem.
Maybe.
Maybe it's being published by two different studios.
Who knows?
Anyway.
Anyway.
Anywho.
And then on Mother's Day, I went and helped my mother with stuff around her house. And then I went to the shop and helped her there for the afternoon. So I worked.
Yeah, worked for your mama.
I did. But she says she has enough stuff already, and she would rather have us help her with things.
Well, there you go.
So that's what we did.
Nice. That's
excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do that quite as often as you used to now that you moved.
No.
So it's probably, before it was like every day anyway.
Well, it was mainly my dad just giving me odd jobs around the house.
Yeah. The stuff is your mom wanted done from him.
Right. Which tomorrow I have to go over there and do something else. But yeah, whatever.
That's okay, right? Yeah. What are kids for than to help you out?
I'm more than happy to help them out. So
I know. Well, good. Sounds like you had a pretty laid back but filled weekend.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What about you, Wilhelm?
I also went to Oakenally. I don't know if we were there at the same day last Saturday.
Oh, man. What time did you go?
I don't think we showed up until like 1:30.
Oh, and you weren't there till 5?
5:30.
Yeah, so there you go. Same day, different time.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I did not get that cilantro sandwich.
Did anybody at your table get it?
I don't think so.
Nobody got the traveler?
No.
Hmm. Disappointing.
Yeah.
I got
the bruiser.
What is the bruiser?
Like fire roasted bell peppers, jalapenos, mushrooms. Like this, I can't remember what the sauce was, but I had some sauce on there, like a pretzel bun. And
you're making me want to go back.
What?
It's really good.
Was that a special item?
No, it was just on the menu. I think it's one of the newer ones because they added the bruiser. And they added the Pub House, which is like a chili cheeseburger.
I've seen that. I remember the Pub House from the last time I was there. I didn't remember the Bruiser.
So I hate to interrupt. I really do. But when I was at Okinawa, I got the pretzel bites that they have.
Pretzel bites?
Did it have beer cheese?
Yeah.
Or just was it regular cheese?
It was.
Or mustard. Because pretzel bites are good with mustard.
Like Bolivian pretzel bites? Something like that?
Bolivian.
It starts with a B. I couldn't remember.
Bavarian.
Maybe that's it. That's probably it.
Bolivian.
Who knows?
I don't think they do.
But some of the best pretzel bites I've ever had.
Really?
They were crunchy on the outside. Just a little bit of a crunch on the outside and so just soft in the middle.
You got the mushrooms too, didn't you? Those are so good.
Portobello mushrooms.
Dude, those mushrooms are so good.
So good. The sauce they come with, like the Southwest dipping sauce.
Stupid.
So I had to. Good. I had to tell Will about it since he always brings the pretzel bites.
Oh, yeah.
You really should try them. They are delicious.
Well, next time I go.
Sounds like we need to. I was going to say, it sounds like we need to have another Guys with Issues takes to the road.
Are we doing a movie thing anytime soon?
There aren't any good movies out.
I mean, there's always that.
There's a couple movies I would watch.
Now, it was on the board, so I don't know if it's just a temporary thing.
Like it was on the chalkboard? Mm-hmm,
yeah.
It could have been, it may not even be on the menu now.
Right.
Like it could be gone.
It could be.
Oh, no.
The pretzel bites. No,
but it was delicious.
Shoot.
I like the mushrooms a little better.
That's because they're like the best mushrooms I've ever had pretty much anywhere.
Pretty much anywhere. But the pretzel bites were really good.
Hunter's has pretty good mushrooms. Their mushrooms are pretty good.
Still, one of the best.
Oak and Alley's is best.
One of the best fried mushrooms is from a place that closed down.
Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't exist anymore. Mm. Very, very sad.
Right in your old hometown. That I'm not beeping out this week.
It's not true.
Yeah, I thought it was in the...
It's in my new hometown. It was in my new hometown. that you're not beeping out this week.
Yeah. I don't have to double beep.
Right.
No double beeping.
So what else? Did your family have a good time?
Oh, yeah. I had a great time.
And that was for Mother's Day? That was your celebration?
Yeah, our celebration. My mother wanted to be left alone for Mother's Day this year.
Hmm.
And didn't want to have to like cook anything or host anybody or like if we wanted to go over and hang out with her, she's like, yeah, you can come over, but I'm not
doing anything. That's wonderful.
Yes.
I have gifted my wife with a weekend away for Mother's Day. She attends Mother's Day, but then like a month later, she goes away as a gift.
No, yeah.
Because moms just need to get away from their family sometimes.
Sure.
It's true. Mostly to keep your family safe.
And to keep the mother sane.
Yep.
Yep.
Very much. Do you anything else, Wilhelm?
Oh, you know what I've been doing.
Oh, no. Oh. The sad thing is I've barely gotten to do that. I got you. I get past the needle on, shot it into your veins, and I haven't even been able to partake. And Christoph, we are not taking drugs. We're back on the Destiny wagon.
Yeah.
Patrick will play with us sometime, though. He will.
We'll peer pressure him.
Yeah, he owns the and DLC. We'll get him to play.
Not the latest one.
It's not out yet.
That's why I don't own it.
But, but yeah, we need to get on and beat that campaign before the new one comes out.
You're going to have to give me some time. I need to re-download it.
It's fine. We don't have to worry about it yet. What about, have you tried that Brave Arsenal Onslaught mode?
Not yet.
Give it a shot yet?
Not yet.
We need to try that because I guess there's also super ultra rare shiny weapon drops. So they're like gilded versions of the weapons that can drop and they're like gold. And they're like people are losing their minds. It's like ultra rare to get one to drop.
So how much are we going to bet that Chris and I will play one round?
And Will will get one.
And one of us will get one.
And the other one will never see one.
Yeah. That's how it works. Is that while we play together, one of us has no luck. The other one has all of the luck.
That is true.
I'll put $5 on that.
Are you going to put it on which person?
No.
That it'll go like that. That somebody on the first round will get it.
We'll get it, right.
Dude, I would lose my mind.
Actually, no. Not $5. Dinner.
Oh. Oak and Alley.
So
Oak and Alley.
I think was it my nephew or my buddy Bryant? I have a friend that played a raid that it was like ultra rare to get this one drop and like usually people have to run it like dozens and dozens of times and they got it like the first time. It was like, looks like I never have to play that again.
I remember that.
Yep. Anyway, so I this past week grabbed breakfast with a friend named Will super early at 5:30 in the morning. and played a little bit of Destiny, and
I'm not bitter. I didn't get an invite.
Dude, you don't get up at 5 on Saturday.
You don't know me.
I do, because I know what your Friday nights are like. So unless you're going to talk about that, I'd say be quiet.
You don't know me. I might still be up at 5.
Yeah, that's my point. I know that stuff.
Which means I could have went.
You bull crap. I'm calling bull crap on that.
We're going to text Bob Hibbett 5 a.m. One of the only Saturday reasons morning.
I didn't even bother telling you is because I was like, there is no way he's getting up. Yeah, look at that face. If you guys could see his face right now. He's enjoying this way too much.
I have a face for radio right now.
So anyway.
Big old cheesy grin.
We had our first bonfire. It wasn't really. It was a fire to burn boxes, basically. And then my wife used a box to overturn to sit like hot dogs and marshmallow packs on.
Perfect.
It was very low key. We started a fire. We hung out with the kids outside, burned some boxes. It was super exciting. But it was a nice day. I singed some leaves on the tree that the fire pit was under because I threw a really big box on it at one point. I also made sure to keep a 5-gallon bucket nearby just because this fire pit is kind of close to this like little tree line that is right off of the shed we have at the new place. And I was like, you know, that has a lot of like dead stuff under it. So the last thing I wanted was like an ember to set a hedgerow ablaze.
Yeah, that would be bad.
But it had rained a ton around that time, and so everything, it was pretty damp. Anyway, Sunday for Mother's Day, we went to Kiomi with my family.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my sister, her family, and my mom and dad.
Hey, I ate there once.
It's so good. I got sushi.
I need to go back.
I know. There's another one. That would be an easy one for us all to go to.
Yes.
Be a pretty easy one. And then my wife, I had asked her for Mother's Day what she wanted to do. I didn't know if she wanted to chill on her own or do something with kids or what did she want to do. And so she had been trying to finish this model kit she had picked up. There was this greenhouse. And she was like, well, why don't I work on my greenhouse and you work on one of your Gundams? And Cora sat with us and played Pokemon, and Theo jumped in and out periodically, you know, because we're in the adjacent room. He was in the living room. Mm-hmm. We were sitting at the kitchen table. And so I hung out with my wife for Mother's Day and built model kits on the kitchen table pretty much.
That sounds cool. Good.
Yeah, I built a Gundam and a half. he's still not done because I had to do my reading for this issue.
Yep.
So I have a half-built Gundam and one that is fully done. But yeah, we hung out. That was nice. We'd been pretty busy over the last week or so, and she'd been in North Carolina as well prior to that, and so we hadn't hung out much. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to just kind of spend a chill day. It was nice outside too. The kids were out there for a while on Sunday, and so it was nothing too exciting, but it was just a nice time.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
We need those. We need those.
All the time.
Nice times.
So, Will, now it's time for... Wait, no.
Wait. I was going to say, it's not.
We have our bonus segment, Does It Yerba Mate? Next week, Patrick's got to get on it.
It's not yerba.
What?
Because I was going to mess it up.
Wow. Will, in the beer fridge, you know... Yes. There's a mint yerba mate that Lorena is yerna mate. She's yearning to hear this. She's ready. Will's lost. He's trying to reach it. He's not sure what's going on. Oh, he grabbed the wrong one. He's going back in. I did see that these were at Martin's the other day. So I think I'm going to have to...
Enlightenment.
Okay, I'm going to be the first one this time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's right. You got to do that.
smells like a... Oh, I forgot to shake it. It says to lightly shake it. We were going.
Oh, no.
Here, I'm going to swirl. I'm swirling. We're swirling it, right?
It's supposed to be shaken, not stirred.
Not swirled.
That's how James Bond drinks his yerbas. He's got a license to yerba.
Yes.
Actually, fun fact, did you guys know that? The 00 of 007's the license to kill? Being a 00 is what gives you the license to kill. Did you guys know that?
I think
fun
so.
James Bond lore.
I think you told me that at one point in time.
Probably. I like James Bond. Okay, here we go. You know? I actually like that one a lot.
He's going to finish it off.
And Chris is the only one that can tell us what it tastes like.
He's the only, Patrick.
He's the only one that had enlightenment.
No, I like that a lot. And mint drinks like teas, I'm not always a fan of mint tea. That
Yeah, I mean, you like mint coffee, like peppermint coffee can kind of get a little off sometimes.
Did you take a drink? I missed you swigging. Oh, he's swishing it around. He's trying to decide. The aftertaste, I'm not a big fan of. It's got a funky aftertaste. Did Patrick just take a second drink?
He
pulled a Will.
Tried it twice.
He's really thinking
Good
about
job,
this.
Good job, Pat.
He is.
It's not bad.
Do you like it more or less than the blue?
More.
You think so, too?
I do.
You think it's because mint is more of a natural vibe for something like that?
See, the flavor to me is a little muted, and I'm wondering if it's
because
you
didn't shake
it.
I thought that. I wondered if it was like it's too separated to really get behind.
So I'm not really getting the yerba mate.
You're getting a lot more of the
aftertaste.
See, I think it had a funky aftertaste.
Yeah, it's okay.
You like this one less than last week's.
Yeah, I like the blueberry one more.
Ah, interesting. Take your second drink, though. And then
I've got to try it twice.
And I'll finish it off. Because I want to know if it tastes funkier at the bottom. You going to have the third? You're thinking about it.
Nah, you can have the rest.
Will's like, I don't need it anymore.
The last time I chugged one, I was up most of the night.
Oh, yeah. The caffeine hit him hard.
It did, for whatever reason. Even though I had paired it with whiskey, it powered through the whiskey, and I was up till like 12:30.
I don't even remember. I probably slept fine that night.
Well, it was last Friday.
It was Friday night.
Oh, we recorded last Friday. No, we've recorded twice since the previous issue. Do you realize that?
I was up for hours.
Yes, I know. That's why. Right.
Those darn video games. They really just...
Anyway.
Consume.
Will, do we have...
We have an email.
We do have
I did
an email.
Stay up. I actually stayed up late playing Destiny on Friday and Saturday. Nice. But late for me now is like 11:30.
We're going to be playing some Star Citizen tonight.
Probably, right?
Oh, yeah.
If we get off of this.
Nice.
You know.
Nice. Yeah, so they got talked about this one last week. It's from Christoph. It says, shut up and take my money.
Oh, that's right. Right. The fried gif.
Right.
Yes.
The meme.
Guys, how do I sign up for these sweet private clear throats on Patreon? I tried searching the internet, but it brought up some strange websites for sure.
First the butt shovel, now that. Dude,
he goes to the weird parts Christoph, of the internet, too.
You can't just Google what you hear us say on this, okay?
No, you can. And then email us what happened.
It does make for good entertainment.
It does. It really does.
Just make sure to run that antivirus software before you email. I am just a little jealous about Lorena getting private C2E2 details, but I guess it helps build the mystery of Professor Chris.
It does.
I'm a mysterious professor.
Patrick Warburton.
Nice.
Is way cool, and I definitely want to hear all about your encounter with him in the future podcasts. I am now officially reading along, and it sure makes a difference. Favorite scene, Batman and the Yellow Ring. Least favorite, the disjointed quality of everything. It just switches through scenes without any notice or indication that the previous scene has ended. I am so glad that Chris brought up the artwork, because I am on team Patrick and Will did not like the Star Sapphire art. Yours sincerely, The Shakaboomy is the Trekkie, the first emailer, the longest emailer surely now, the most faithful listener, the Trekkie Lorder Supreme, the actual reader of the comics, the more emailer than Logan, right? The holder of the truth about fries, the no longer saddest, the I want to be Patrick too, the longtime listener, first time emailer, every time, the one who charges things all the time.
Wow.
Christoph.
You know, I could almost say it along with him.
I know, right? Now.
Was that the only email then?
Yeah.
The only other one? Good.
That was it.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll see. Next week, we might have another one.
Maybe.
We'll see. But yeah, unlike most of the time, we don't have two recordings between an issue.
Most of the time.
So it worked out nicely that he had two emails. Really, so thank you, Christoph.
Keep it up.
And if you ever want to hear secret deets about going to conventions, you want to see photos, I could either link you... I don't post on Facebook, but the person I was with does. But, you know, that'll just be another tier on the Patreon. Con exclusive insider tier.
We need
We're
going to
have like 57 tiers.
Right.
52. We need 52 tiers.
We'll be balling.
Whatever. It'll be like pennies.
That's right.
Sometimes the tiers cost the same, but it's for different,
different things. Buck 75.
Well, it was. Never mind.
What?
I was gonna say it was kind of a double sided joke. Yeah. If you cry, you get a lot of tears, a lot of crying,
tears, balling. Oh, wow!
But then money. Wow.
We do have issues.
Money, balling.
Yeah. Ballin'. Wow, that was actually a really smart joke,
hey,
Will.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
I thought it was pretty good.
Good job, Will.
Yeah.
I knew you had it in you.
Yeah. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome.
And it came out. He had it in, but it came out.
Right. Better out than in, I always say.
I thought that. So here's a fun update for those of you who have heard us talking about conventions. As I said, I plan to go to Fan Expo, and Jeff Johns, the creator of Green Lantern, is going to be there along with several others because he recently started his own comic company called Ghost Machine. And Ghost Machine and the creators are going to be there as a big kind of kickoff celebration dealio, I think.
Here's another fun update. I'm also planning on going to Fan Expo.
You are, which means Will needs to go. He's got to figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Because Patrick and I can't be talking about our experience there and have you sitting there being like, I don't go.
I know, right?
He'll be like, I was playing Destiny.
Right?
That's in August. By then, maybe we'll still be playing and going hard at it because it's 2 months after the DLC launch.
Or
we'll have already burned out and be like, we hate that game.
Right. Or Will be avoiding me on Helldivers again.
That could be.
Right.
You never know.
One or the other.
I've been successfully doing it so far.
I know you have.
Yeah. He treats you like the automaton menace. He just sneaks around the patrol.
Sometimes.
It doesn't help that I've been playing on PC most of the time.
Why? What difference does that make, though?
I think it's crossplay, isn't it?
It is, but you're not my friend on PC.
Wow.
How could you?
I thought
we were PC friends.
Are you playing on the PlayStation?
Yeah.
Okay. I would need your PlayStation gamer tag friend on PC.
You have to click a friend code that generates while they're on, and they input it, and it adds your profile when it's crossplay.
Yes. I would love to be your friend on there, but I don't know what'll ever happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know you too well at this point.
So.
Cody.
He said it.
Oh, snap. That's his real name anyway.
What? Oh,
if
snap.
If you ask his family.
Yeah. It's Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Oh, that's snap.
So.
I thought it was, get in here, boy.
You're in trouble now.
What are you doing, boy?
Get back under the stairs.
Yeah. I am a wizard.
But they announced some more comic creators coming to C2E2, or no, Fan Expo, sorry. They announced Patrick Gleason, my favorite artist, is going to be there. They've announced it. But this means I have to pay really close attention to, if he's doing commissions, how much they're going to cost, because it will be a lot. Convincing my wife it's worth that cost, or watching to see if he has art pages there. Because who knows? I don't know if he'll have any. I don't need more. I have two from him, but he's my favorite. But I can get all of the good Green Lantern stuff signed. I already have all my Batman stuff signed, I think.
No, we were talking about something for the website.
We were talking about bios.
We were.
Yes.
Depending on how much that is.
Dude, no way. We couldn't afford that.
That would be amazing.
Be like over $1,000 to have all three of us done.
That would still be amazing.
So if you'd like to support us having a professional comic book artist draw our caricatures, you can please donate.
Please donate.
But yeah, I'm super excited to get to see him. There's all of the big name people that worked on this Green Lantern run that we're reading right now are going to be there.
Amazing.
Which is awesome.
Right.
Which means I will get everything signed except for the one that won't be out by then.
Yeah, that'll be a bummer. Like, right. Like, look at all my set. It's signed except for this
one. Except for this one.
You take like a blank sheet.
To slide in.
Be like, hey, listen, I just need one more signature for a book I don't have yet.
Dude, I'm going to tell you though, comic creators generally don't charge for their signatures. It's not like
movie Hollywood stars.
Artists and stuff. But the lines, I'm going to tell you right now, Jeff Johns, to get it's Patrick Gleason and Johns will have lines.
We'll have to sneak
so
in.
So it'll be
and
like
line.
Day one. Like the first thing you want to do that day is probably go straight there.
Okay.
Because if you do it early, you'd hopefully beat the line.
Are you guys going the entire time?
I am.
I'm going Sunday.
He is going to be there Sunday. My wife, I think, is coming up Saturday on the train. You can tag along with her, but then you don't get to see him.
I mean,
I think I'd rather see that guy. It'd be fun to do it all three of us again.
It would.
It would be fun.
I need to talk. I'm cosplaying this time.
Oh.
I have to make a Green Lantern costume. I told you about the idea I had with the projector.
Yep, you did.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I have to do that because, like, the creator dude is going to be there.
Yep.
I'm going to get pictures with comic creators. Nobody ever asks for their photo with the person. Like, it's always sign my stuff and draw this or, like, whatever. Where, like, with famous people, it's like, I will pay you for a picture. I want my photo with Jeff Johns, and I want a picture with Patrick Gleason and Ivan Reis and stuff.
What if you took a picture with Patrick Gleason as he was, like, pretending to draw you? Be like, drawn to life.
Man, I knew I was fictional. Anyway.
Anyway.
I think it's time for Roomba Will to suck up all this random and spit out a synopsis.
Yes. Sinestro has finally made his move against the Green Lantern Corps. After spending years in the antimatter universe, he has created his own power battery, forged power rings, and gathered members to form a core of his own. Unlike the Green Lantern rings that are powered through willpower, the yellow rings are powered through fear. They intend to spread that fear across the entire universe. The Sinestro Corps attacks Oa, killing many lanterns. In a moment of fear and weakness, Kyle Rayner has the entity Ion pulled from him, and Parallax once again finds a suitable host. The Green Lanterns are spread thin and on the back foot as they try to defend Mogo from destruction, as well as try to rescue Ion and the other kidnapped lanterns. Is this the coming of the prophecy foretold in the Book of Oa? Find out with us on Guys with Issues.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So...
Dun, dun, dun.
I know we get into structure, and we got a lot to talk about.
Just a little bit.
You know what?
Know what?
I might have to change something. I have a bunch of notes, and I'm not sure they're right anymore.
Did I read the wrong thing?
Structure time. Listen, listener, buckle up, because this is peak comic book storytelling, okay? For those of you who read along, I hope your minds are freaking blown reading
hey,
this.
Hey, Kristoff.
And Lorena.
She started?
She wanted to read this with us.
Oh, cool.
So I know she's doing it.
Good
I think
job,
she
Lorena.
Might be a little behind. And whoever else is out there that might be, welcome. Logan, we know you love it. We know it. and they finally, these two stinker pots finally got to the real goods of the John's run, okay? We're at Sinestro Corps War, part one. This is going to be 3 issues long because there's a lot to cover. And I'm going to tell you right now, we could literally talk about like every 2 pages if we were talking about like favorite parts.
Yeah.
It's so stupid how many things happen in this.
Yes.
So we're going to get into structure, and then we're going to do, we'll start with our tops, obviously, and then we'll just get in it, right? I'm sure there's plenty to talk about. My fellow friends and lanterns, my fellow lanterns, favorite scene, Patrick, did you have a number one? Can you pick one scene?
One scene.
Yeah. Do you have one that
you would... Specifically one scene.
Well, you know how we do it, whether it's a panel or a scene or whatever. I'm cheating for this anyway. So do you have a part you want to say was your favorite?
I'm going to say specifically one scene.
Okay.
It was the full splash page where Kilowog says, "Who cares? I care."
Dude, when he's like, "Who cares if more of your people die?"
Yes.
And he's like, "Who cares?"
I care. It was amazing.
Dude, that's because he's their trainer, dude.
I know.
He loves all of them.
Dude.
He's the daddy. He's the Papa Lantern, and he's like, "You kill another one of these guys, and I'm going to you up."
Right.
That was my own censorship. By the way, Will,
had to actively...
you read digitally.
Yes.
Patrick, you read physically.
Actually, I read both.
Yeah. Did you really?
I did.
So, and I have the big absolute, but Will, I want to show you something they do in this that other comics that we've read don't do, but Patrick would have seen this. But some of this, the double pages are pinup style.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. So digitally, they just do it like the normal 2 page.
Yeah.
But no, there are like 3 or 4 of these in this where they actually do a pinup, like a vertical.
I think I know what pages you're talking about because those are my favorite part.
Just any of those?
There's like 3 or 4 really good splash pages where...
How funny is...
Yeah,
I did not know this.
Yeah. Great segue. Look at that.
Great segue.
We are vibing.
We are.
But like there's moments where like the Green Lanterns bust out of like the transluminal thing. Like jump.
Mm-hmm.
So like the first one, I think it was the first one, was when Hal gets jumped by all the Sinestro Corps guys.
Dude, when they transport him to Cord.
He's like fighting them off and they're kind of got him and it's like, no one's coming for you. And then it's just like a bubble. It's like, the Green Lantern doesn't do that kind of stuff. And like everybody busts out and starts punching.
That was also amazing.
Okay. Yes.
And then they did the same thing on Mogo.
Mm-hmm.
When Mogo was getting attacked and it was... That was a pretty funny part, too. Like, Robot Guy and Green
Stell,
Man.
Stell and Green Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's, like, predicting their...
their percentage of success.
Percentage of survival.
I also like...
Wow, I didn't think we had that high of a chance of survival.
Yeah, but then towards the end, he's like, "We're reaching infinity impossibilities."
Right. But then that's another one of those Kilowog ones. I think Kilowog had 2 big splash, splash pages.
Yeah, he did.
The first one was, and he jumps out and he's like, "We're here to mess you guys up."
So, by the way, I like when when he shows up and the percentage changes by like 4,000 because it's like 1 in 16,000 chance of victory or survival, and then Bzzzt shows up and they're like, and it's 1 in 12,000.
Right.
Like, yes. They added him and it jumped that much. One Green Lantern.
One Green Lantern.
I was really... There is something that happens that I've so was hoping it was in this discussion, by the way, and it's not, and it is killing me not to talk about.
Is it in the next issue?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Because, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
So...
Before we continue, I have to check one thing, because I think I may have read one too many.
No!
That's hilarious.
So which one did you guys...
Okay.
Hang on. This thing is...
Did you follow the 6 on the thing?
My head kind of froze up. I kind of had to shut it off.
Oh,
I was going to show you which one I...
Mine gets biffed up sometimes, too, for some reason. It's not optimized well. That's okay. I still like the formatting of the app. It just doesn't...
So that was the last one I read. Was that one too many?
He did read one too many. So did you. Patrick did too. Did you read the Parallax special, though, that showed Kyle inside the room?
Yeah.
Okay, because his book, Patrick's Omnibus does not have that issue.
It doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't?
And so he read that, You're One Too Many, because he read six issues. And he was like, I just want to make sure. And I had originally said, yeah, it should end on chapter 5 because we have the prologue. Right. But then I pulled up the app and went, oh, man, Tales of the Sinestro Corps Parallax is in this reading group. And I messaged Patrick and I said, did you already do your reading? You're going to read one too far. There's actually a different one.
Yeah, he asked me that and I was like, I just finished.
So, yeah. And then I gave him, I have all of this stuff in trade. And so I brought it to him to read so that he could read that. So you both read one too far. I did not because I
okay,
didn't
then we
want to talk about it. But I know stuff that happens.
We won't talk about it.
I'm just saying.
I know.
That if you wanted to, we'd just read less next week.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that you're both like.
I'm just had to like modify some of my stuff real quick. Yeah.
I literally messaged Patrick and I was like, don't talk about this. Don't talk about this. Because I looked ahead. I didn't read it, but I flipped through it to be like, because I've read the whole story before. And so I was just like, just make sure you avoid mentioning like these three things that happened.
I'm just staying with the notes that I took.
That's fine.
I was doing that. And then I was just like looking through and I realized that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Sorry, guys. We could have done it if I would have read it.
It's all right.
Technically, we weren't supposed to, though. So it's not like I didn't read
one. Technically, I don't have any notes on it. So.
Ah, there we go. So my favorite scene. I had a hard time with this, but I am going to say it's the whole first comic, the special.
That's Sinestro
Corps special.
Oh, yeah,
it really
yeah.
is.
Like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because like every page you could be like, oh, that was cool. That was cool. What? Oh, okay. That's cool.
Right.
What? Like every
frame. No, 100%.
It's basically Sinestro Rebirth is what
it is.
I think it says that on the cover.
Yeah, it's called Rebirth 2 is the title of the like what they named it. But
and right. really like the part at the end, because it has like the flashback where like the dark storyteller chick
is Lissa Drack.
Yeah. It's like,
oh, he
this
read
is
the wrong thing too? Wait, show me what you're talking about.
No.
Is that in there?
It's in the digital.
What?
Yep,
they combined those
they
two?
They did.
I didn't read that because it's them. Technically oh. that no. Never it's mind. Okay. That is a completely separate comic. They put those two together?
Yep. So I read it because
he read
it was
it,
digital.
And then I was like, no, that's not in our list. The digital one doesn't even have that. So they combined the special with that?
Yep.
Okay. It's okay, you can talk about it, because all it is like a bunch of backgrounds for different members. But I think it's weird that they did that, because it came out way later.
No.
It's just Sinestro.
That's not, it is just Sinestro.
They didn't do the whole issue?
No, it's
they
only
just took the part?
I don't know, because I didn't read
okay, hold
I didn't
on.
Read that one in my
hold
omnibus.
On. You guys talk. I have to run out to my van. You guys, like
yeah, it's only six pages.
Oh, so it. Okay, I have to go get this to show Will. We'll talk about it on air.
Okay.
So this is the trade that has all of the one shots: Parallax, Cyborg Superman, Superboy Prime.
Sure.
Okay. So this is what it was called, Tales of the Corps. Okay. So the first, or Tales of the Corps. So the first one in this, Will, is about the germ thing, okay? It shows that the germ killed whole planets.
Oh, that was in a different.
And then it shows the dog girl.
I did read that.
Well, then where was that?
I don't know. Let me look.
It's in the thing that's in your book.
Yeah, I don't think I read that in the digital. Well, maybe I did.
It's in the digital ones.
So it is combined. So it is the whole book.
They split up the dog girl, the parasite,
yes,
into one. That Sinestro one is an entirely different book.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Anyway, Well, talk about what you guys want, because I've read it all. Who cares? But anyway, so they split up a single comic into two separate, added part of it into a comic that did not originally have it. I wonder, so they must have just been like, how does this story flow the best
probably
now that we have all of the content released?
Right.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
That is really interesting. Anyway, we're talking about the way the digital's formatted. We're not even talking about the story. Yeah.
Well, we started and then it kind of...
So anyway, I didn't read that part this time because it wasn't in the original stuff that we were reading. But the whole thing with getting to see Sinestro start up and Kyle getting captured and all that stuff, that was... And ending with Parallax Kyle.
Right.
Oh, Parallax Kyle. That's good stuff, man. He is scary.
He is.
And I like that he's always like, I'm better than you, Hal. And he's like, it's not even really you. You're not Kyle, you lame one. Like Parallax is trying to egg him on.
Right.
And Hal's like, you're not Kyle. Anyway. So what are some other parts? There's tons to talk about.
So I really liked where you were inside Kyle's mind with the picture in his empties.
The and boy
his
in mom's the field.
Empties house, yeah.
Yeah.
That whole issue.
The special.
The special. Amazing.
Where he went John Wick on that guy.
Heck yeah, he did.
Shoved a pencil in his eyeball.
Yeah, I literally wrote it down. I put, and he used a pencil. A pencil, because that's what they say in the movie.
Right. I don't know. I never saw that.
I know.
Oh, I found it.
I know you didn't. And I'll beep that out.
I figured.
But that is the quote from the movie.
Right. But yeah. Anyway. You're going to have to look at the digital and see what they did.
I will now. I love this. So yeah, that whole issue, though, with Parallax mocking him. Dude, and he makes a ring. He's just like, willpower's a ring.
Right,
because originally
Will Power's a ring,
dude.
Originally, he went at him from the perspective of like he's Ion, he doesn't need a ring, and he's like, well, I guess it doesn't matter if I need a ring or not. And he makes the ring.
Yeah, dude,
bruh,
so good. And then you see he's like, it's me, and I have hope.
Right.
So you're like, oh, he's gonna take it back, like, dude. I just love how excited you're like, I cannot wait to see him bust free.
It's like, man.
Because he's not trapped in the room anymore at the end.
Right.
He's in the painting.
He's in the painting.
Also, what about the fact his mom painted that?
That was amazing.
But how did he come up with that? Like, because he's in his own head, so that's not the actual painting.
But what
so
if
somehow,
it is?
Like, in his subconscious, he put the pieces together.
Yeah.
There you
that
go.
His mom
painted it.
Painted it.
Yeah.
Or that's just what he needed to get out of there.
Yeah, I'm going to say maybe he actually saw it as a young child and forgot, like your mind does that, you know? And he found it because he's trapped inside his own brain span right now.
Right.
Dude, I also like his sketches. That was cool. It really gives you a breather. Like, you know, the every other issue so far is like, boom, 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 war, pow, 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 boom, death, limbs everywhere, people getting beat up, death. And then, like, you get this moment where it's just like, okay. It's Kyle dealing with being trapped inside himself as Parallax kicks Hal Jordan's butt.
Yeah.
Which
is the break you need as a reader, which is why this is good storytelling, because it like...
It gives you a space to breathe.
Gives you space to breathe, gives the story some space.
So I read... Oh, what's it called? I used to know this. It's been a long time. I've read a lot of books on writing from when I wrote my novel. And it's called scene and sequence. A scene is when there's a direct action that's either dialogue or, you know, you're fighting or whatever, anything that can be considered forward action. And then there's a thing that's called sequence. And sequence is the moments of decompression and reflection that come between the scenes. And sometimes when things happen very quickly and there's like one, you know, tumultuous event after another, you'll have scene sometimes. Sometimes a very brief sequences, sometimes not at all. But really for proper pacing, you have to be able to input sequence so that readers can slow down and process everything that's been happening, as can your protagonist or supporting characters. Mm-hmm. And this was like a good sequence moment, is kind of what it was. Good call, Patrick. That was excellent.
Yes. I don't know what I did.
You brought up that you loved that whole issue.
Yeah, that whole issue was great.
And then I started talking about it, because that's what I do.
That's what you do.
Will, do you have another one you want to bring up? I know we all
I think
have
we've kind of like hit them all.
Oh,
because we talked about okay.
Patrick and I are like, okay, sit back, Will.
You're fine.
You're good. Yeah. You're good. Don't feel. There's no shame.
I deleted some of them because.
Yeah, no.
I had notes from the next.
Yeah. So all
that's
of a sudden,
there's some
I,
big stuff that happens in that
there
one.
Really is.
Like some big stuff.
There are some.
I know.
I suddenly came up short. So
spoilers, everyone.
Yeah, next week's reading has then just right off the bat's going to have some really big stuff.
Right.
What about the last page of that first issue? So for us, you guys read this kind of like me. So when you see the last page of that first issue and Parallax Kyle and Sinestro bow down and the Anti-Monitor's there, Superboy Prime is there after being broken out of Oa,
right. Yep.
And Hank Henshaw, mm-hmm. Cyborg Superman's there. So our friend Nick of the comic shop,
right,
said, so the Anti-Monitor is like a big bad that takes sometimes the entire universe and multiverses worth of characters to defeat in DC. He's like the biggest bad that DC has almost. And this would have been him after having been defeated from one of the crises events.
Okay.
So maybe not full power, but still.
Right.
Bad dude. And Nick was saying, and we know that Cyborg Superman from the events of what having destroyed Coast City and different things like that, we know that he's on a Superman level of problem. Now he has power rings. Superboy Prime, I talked about to you guys one time, mm-hmm. when I explained him being in the box, about how he killed like multiple Teen Titans and it took multiple Supermen and Flashes to defeat him.
Correct.
So these are bad dudes.
Right.
And so Nick, with his breadth of experience in the comic book world, said for him, when he turned to that last page, I'm going to have to beep this out again, but I want to directly quote it. He literally opened to that page in that first issue, mm-hmm. saw the lineup of bad guys, and said, well, they're
yeah.
Like, that's the level of problem. And these guys now have power rings and an army.
Right?
And so
they do have an army.
It kind of fits because several times within this comic, they actually swear. They don't like say the
word. They beep
it
out.
They censor themselves. But it's definitely like, you know, bleep you.
And yeah.
How about you go bleep yourself?
And I think, yeah.
It's kind of
Kyle
the first
or
time.
Hal says that in one of them. I know.
I think Guy.
Disguise.
Kyle him. Definitely does.
Kyle does, I think, right away, like early on.
Yeah, to like Parallax or Sinestro.
Right.
What about.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, I got one.
Oh, do you?
Oh, okay. So many.
Okay, we're going to ping pong it. You talk about it, too, if you
right.
want.
The whole fight for Mogo.
That whole last issue.
The whole last issue was also amazing.
That had your big Kilowog moments.
It really did.
And we got to see our Kilo leading the right. Sinestro Corps.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
So do you guys have any theories on Sodom Yacht yet?
I was going to say that was kind of weird.
What?
Because, like, they didn't really talk about it before, did they?
Well, you know, I don't have any theories.
Well, Sodom Yacht is a Daxamite, and so he kind of is on a power level like Superman. But, yeah, there's stuff that happens with him.
I imagine.
Aside from being part of the prophecy.
Because, like, the Guardians were talking about him. So I'm like, he's definitely going to be something, and he seems really egotistical. So,
like, kind of cocky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could
so
see that.
So, Guy-ish?
He's not like Guy. You'll like him better than Guy, I
probably.
Think. I think so.
I don't know if there's many people I would like less than Guy.
He wasn't bad in this. He stood up for Jordan.
He was not bad in this.
No. So, because Guy defends him to the Lost Lanterns.
Right.
Which, by the way, I wanted to talk about that scene where they do their splash page and come, you know, transluminal out of stuff and come to help Hal. I literally, when I read that part, when they're like, nobody's going to help you, Hal, you know, kind of thing. Like, they abandoned you. When the Lost Lanterns came out and they're like, that's not what lanterns do. I literally threw my hands in the air and said, oh, this is why, this is so freaking cool. Because it is.
It is.
It just is.
It is. Everything.
Also, what'd you think of Hank Henshaw's deal being that he just wants to be killed?
I think we've seen that in some other villains and some other stories.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, I'm kind of tired of being immortal. Well, I mean, in his case, he didn't ask for it, but
I mean, it kind of makes sense why he's doing what he's doing, because he's trying to find somebody who will destroy him.
Yeah, and the Anti-Monitor can,
right,
basically.
But at the same time, couldn't he also go to the Justice League? Or
no, they've never been able to.
Right.
And like, been like, hey, can you help me?
Now they'd probably be like, suicide's not the way, man, because they're good guys.
Right.
I liked Hal's quote on fight or flight.
Oh, yeah, because I thought that I knew he was going to say something like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, that was good.
He's like,
yeah.
I always choose bull.
I was like, yeah, go out.
I'm glad you put the emphasis on that last word, because that's what I read.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Right.
What else you got, Patrick?
I really liked when right after Kyle comes or goes into the anti-universe or whatever it's called, and then he turns and sees the Sinestro Corps coming at him.
Oh, that's also a good part. Yeah, because he's like, he's trying to call Hal. He's like, right, super secret. And
they're like, Hal can't hear you, Sinestro's, but we can.
Yeah, Sinestro's face pops up and he's like, no one can hear you but me. And then they all shoot
they
up.
All show up and you're just like, wow, he is screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, like a literal army.
Right, a literal army in one dude. It's like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you guys think of the part when Sinestro showed up at Natu's, like, political rally?
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
What you got, Will? What you got? Talk about it.
Oh.
He looked.
And how he used the situation to make them love her instead.
Yeah,
and then he just left.
Such a bad dude.
Jeez. And it's like she was flabbergasted. Like she was, because exactly the look on her face when he told her what was going to happen, what he was going to do. And then it happened. And she's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this.
Right.
Dude. And I just like that he shows up and he's like, this is why it was better when I was in charge. He's like, look at this.
You see,
people rioting.
Was it the end of that one where she's like, I gotta go? Or was that the one I was not supposed to read?
No, that wasn't the end of that one. That was actually the MOGO one. She leaves because she's like, I gotta go be a lantern.
You see, that was part of that where she finally understands that she has to let go.
Yes.
Right.
Which is why I was kind of hesitant. I'm like, I can't remember what, reading one too many, I don't know which things are...
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
The forbidden one.
When the fact that Sinestro shows up, says that, so he flies up in the air. They're fighting. They're super high above the crowd. People can barely see.
Yeah, that's storming. That splash screen was like, wow.
He also straps her to electric chair and then puts a lightning rod and lets lightning from the sky electrocute her in their battle.
Right.
Because he's so a bad dude. But he's like, now I'm going to let you live. He goes, I know, crazy, right? Basically is what he says.
Right.
And he's like, because you'd think I was going to kill you, but they're going to think that you beat me and they're going to want you to lead them, which is what I want, because you can make it better until I come back and take it back.
Yep.
And it's just like, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Sinestro is like my favorite comic book villain, though, and it's because of things like this. Like, this makes this story arc is why I love
it. And through the whole thing, you kind of appreciate having watched that little short video, that YouTube, because they point out that whenever he's fighting anybody but Hal Jordan, He's kind of like nonchalant. His arms are crossed. He's kind of like, he's got a very relaxed posture. But like, he still like summons his like constructs and stuff as like a, there's only one person that could challenge me.
Yeah.
And you can kind of really see this because he goes up against Hal and he's definitely a lot more emotive.
Mm-hmm. Less cocky because he just gets angry.
It's one of those little details you might miss unless you're like really kind of studying each panel.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Patrick, you got any others?
Yes.
What you got?
So when Parallax tickles over Kyle's body and his suit changes.
Yeah.
That is a cool suit.
Yes, it is.
But I have one question.
Okay.
Why isn't it yellow?
Because have you noticed that all of his constructs are still green?
I have.
I think it's because he's channeling through Kyle. And Kyle had been Ion. And so that whole thing, like when Kyle makes the ring, I think Parallax is feeding off of like the will of Kyle.
I mean, Hal Jordan's suit wasn't yellow.
I know that, but Parallax was trying to hide himself.
But to be fair, that's true.
In Emerald City or Emerald Twilight
when,
or whatever it
when
was.
Hal uses his power as Parallax, it's green. It isn't until Parallax breaks out of him in Rebirth and like goes nutso to the butso, he uses yellow.
Right. And Kyle doesn't have a ring, and they took Ion from Kyle. That's why I'm wondering.
Kyle's will is what remade the core. So like he made rings like the way that he did in this comic.
Mm-hmm.
He did that with his own willpower. Granted, he had a ring at the time, but I think that like it has to be part of like a residual from having that power is what I'm guessing. Plus, Kyle.
So sure, I understand all that, but wouldn't it make more sense to pull from the source that is Parallax?
I don't know.
Because he is the embodiment of fear, like Ion is the embodiment of will.
Well, there's a whole... I can't talk about this without spoiling things.
Okay, then we will stop talking about it. That is just a question that I have.
Yeah. No.
To be honest, I think
hold on to that question.
If it was all yellow.
If it was all yellow.
There is something that we will not get to until the final issue of the entire saga, and it's my favorite Parallax-involved moment in literally the like 200 issues. I'm not exaggerating. It's like, and it is, it will be something you appreciate with what you just said.
Well, possibly, but I'm going to forget about this conversation by then.
It's okay. I'll bring it up. I'll say, you remember when I said, because I'll remember.
Cool.
I also really liked, Patrick, I thought of you when they were flying to Mogo and Kilowog said, charge report, and it gave everybody's full charge.
Heck
rings.
Yeah.
There were several
moments.
Those
are smart Green Lanterns right there.
There were several moments when like the page was just full of like...
Ring talk
and power levels and...
Yeah. A lot of it was deceased
like,
talk.
Like space cop stuff.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I know. So did you guys... Do you have another one you want to bring up?
I do.
Oh, go for it, Patrick. I like this. This is crazy.
So that just... It wasn't a full splash page, but it was practically an entire page where it just has all the rings leaving because of so many Green Lanterns had died at the first attack. I don't know. It just hit me.
Yeah. I mean, it's tragic. Like, they get totally blindsided, and they're getting murdered.
Right.
Like, slaughtered.
I mean, there was also that page, I think it was, like, in that first issue where
the count
Kyle catches the yellow ring.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, all the yellow rings flying around. And right. They had, unlike the green rings, the yellow rings actually will destroy stuff.
Yeah, they don't try to avoid things. They just plow right through
them. Plow right through them.
Including people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like that dude's hand. Good call, Will.
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't care about...
Nothing. Absolutely. Nothing but fear.
True.
And I also...
What you got?
Really liked that you learned that Mogo is the one that controls the rings.
As they're searching?
Searching for new Green Lanterns.
Yeah, they were heavily reliant on him.
And how much he actually contributes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. When they say he has almost as much power in him as the... Well, the only thing that has more power in him is the central battery.
Right.
Yep.
Which is great.
As far as charge.
Oh, yeah.
So then it's like, is it by mass or by age or by willpower?
Yes. Right. Like in Mogo's case, yes.
Yeah. All three.
He's big, he's willful, and he's old. Maybe, but over the years, maybe that's part of it. Also, I love how their attack on him focused on the area that was weakened by the asteroid. Like,
right.
Dude, can you guys? So there are many times that we've said, and Will has knocked down his rating on a couple of issues we've read, that it just feels like a lot of setup, not necessarily the story itself. This is the story.
Yeah, this is a whole lot of like knocking down, because you set him up and then you knock him down.
Dude, it even has your guy that he worked with on Ranks.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like your favorite character for that issue.
Yep. Cthulhu, Cthulhu.
That guy.
That guy.
The Kilowog's like, you stay with me. I might need to. Right. I might need to know.
He's like,
what
talk
you
to
know.
Me about this. I'm like, fight.
And then he tries to go to lengthy explanations. And he's like, allow me to recant to you the entire encounter of Ranks. And he's like, well, we'll do that later.
He's like, what? Skip to the part that might be the big weapon. And he's like, gravity gun. what'd you guys think of seeing Ganthet and Sayd, the guardians that are not like the rest of them?
They're the only ones I don't hate. So I guess you know who my least favorite characters are in this one now.
In this arc? I Ganthet and Sayd are kind of like rebel guardians. Ganthet's the one that recruited Kyle. He was the one that survived. And Sayd has now taken a name.
Which kind of confuses me, because if he was like the last one, he was there to rebuild the other guardians, wouldn't he kind of, you know, be in charge and have seniority?
It's not how they work, though.
It's not dumb.
How they work.
Because he's like,
Smurfs.
I know, right?
Yeah. Anyway, that's a different part of this structure.
okay, did you have
a... I will say, from Logan's comment, Vath and Ishban have started growing on me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Before, I kind of found their whole dynamic not really annoying, but I was a bit indifferent to them.
Sure.
But they did have a part where I think it was...
It was when Saddam Yah was with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he like shot the little bug guy.
Oh, off of Arisia's
shoulder.
That was cool. What'd you guys think of when Bedovian started sniping? Dude, that part was awesome.
That was really awesome too.
Where the bug mollusk Bedovian started sniping the Green Lanterns, and you just get that part that's like Enemy at the Gates World War II movie vibe, where they go sniper and like some dude's face explodes,
right?
And then John Stewart, being a Marine, constructs a sniper rifle
and goes full counter
sniper him,
right?
It's awesome.
It was awesome. It was really good.
It's awesome.
So good.
And that was like the first time John, other than being undercover in the one story arc, has done anything this whole time. He's the lamest of the Lanterns in the comics, in my opinion. They made him interesting in the cartoon show, but he's in the comics, it's like they never know what to do with him. Like they're always like, I don't know,
he's got to do somebody something like that, right?
Right?
Because in the comics, Hal Jordan is like
the man.
He's the Green Lantern,
and Guy's the butthole.
Yeah,
and Kyle has a big arc in this too. But yeah, John's just like, what do you do with him?
Yeah, but in Justice League Unlimited, you only know John Stewart.
Yep.
Which is why I was kind of excited to read this, because I'm like, oh, it's got John Stewart. But I was completely unaware that in the world of comic books, it's Hal Jordan as the Green Lantern.
John does show up more in the following story arcs. He does. Down the road.
Yes.
So you'll get more John Stewart. especially in the new 52 run. That he, yeah.
I know when I was accidentally reading the last arc of this, he was kind of going through some stuff that made me think, you know, that now makes me think that he has some arcs coming up. But
yeah. Did you have anything else, Patrick? Because we could literally talk about like
we could
anything. Like any page out of this.
We could. I did want to point out that Ion is a big space fish.
Yes, he is. He looks like a space whale, like a nurse shark kind of thing. He does. When they pull it out of
Fear is a big space bug.
And Ion's a big space whale. Ion's
a big space whale. So I'm just curious as to what the rest of them are going to look like.
Yep. I'm trying to think if I can think of all of them.
Anyway.
You don't. Some of them you see a lot more often than others.
I'm going to guess the sapphire one, the pink rings or whatever they are. It's got to be a bird. Because, like, love birds.
The sapphire one is...
Shh. Don't say it.
It's scary.
That would make sense. Consider it crystallizes worlds.
It's on the far end of the spectrum. There might be a bird somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where, but...
Anyway.
So.
No, I don't have anything else.
Favorite character. Who you got? Man,
come on. You already know what that is.
No, it could be all kinds of things.
Let's kill a wog.
Wog.
Yeah, because of him being like, I care about it. Oh, man, guys.
It's so good.
And he's... See, because he's like part of the heart of the team. Like, Mogo is kind of the heart of the core. Mm-hmm. But... Dude, Kilowog is like,
Kilowog is like, it's getting back up that matters.
He's Papa Wog.
Yeah.
I mean, Mogo serves a very important, like, administrative role.
He's my...
In the story, but Kilowog in our hearts is the man.
Do you have Kilowog too?
I have Kilowog too.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I've got a few others, but...
Well, sure.
Will's I was like, dang it.
Okay, Will, I need to get you on the Wi-Fi. It will stop doing that if you're on the Wi-Fi.
But it's so fun.
So I wasn't sure who to pick for my favorite character.
It's Sinestro, isn't it?
You know.
He's easily on the list.
He is on the list.
He
is such a good bad guy.
So a little bit ago I said he's my favorite bad guy.
You did.
And then I realized I didn't put him on my favorite character
list. What?
And so I am going to say Sinestro because this kicks him off, like, in what he is for Green Lantern.
That's great.
I don't think this is the peak Sinestro, but I am going to... he was my phone wallpaper.
Yeah, there you go.
I did use the phone wallpaper. Although my interior wallpaper at one point was Parallax Kyle. So
my runner up was Mogo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Who was your, did you have a runner up?
Natu.
Oh,
I made her again.
I had Ganthet and Sayd. They were my runners up.
Yeah.
The good guardians who are trying to do the right thing.
Right. And then, you know, my third is like everybody else. So
I wrote Green Man and Robot.
Sure. Stello. Those are good too.
I put Kyle Parallax because he is just entertaining when he's on the page. And then I also put Bedovian, the space sniper bug.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I have a special place in my heart for Bedovian anytime they show him because... in HeroClix, I used to play the tabletop war game HeroClix, where you build your own little army of superhero characters, and you have them battle on a map. And they did a special tournament that was all Green Lantern characters over the course of months. And they would release more characters, and I bought them. I did not participate in the tournament. I bought them at the comic shop. And I have a Bedovian or two. And what is amazing is he is amazing as a long-range sniper in HeroClix.
That's great.
And so I've always, when I build a lantern-based team, Bedovian is almost always on the team. So nice. I have to shout him out, man, even though he's like super minor. But he's a scary Sinestro Corps member. Yeah, Lissa Drax is too.
I remember his... They had... You know, now that I think about it, they had a lot of the tales of the Sinestro Corps things kind of spread out because he was in one.
They did.
So they tagged him into different issues?
Yep.
Yeah. So his story was like there was like a mining asteroid.
Yeah.
And there's this guy who was like worked his whole life for like the corporate mining crews and they didn't care about anybody. And if you die, they didn't care. And so he's like, I'm going to start my own. It's going to be all about, you know, helping the people who work for you when everybody gets their own fair share and it's going to be equal rights, whatever. And they finally get his own like mining asteroid. It's super popular and things finally start going well. He starts walking back to his hut or tent or whatever after, you know, partying, and Bedovian pops out, pulls him in and starts eating him. And it's like, that's really scary because he strikes you whenever you're at your happiest. It's kind of like the story the dark storyteller was kind of saying.
Lissa Drax, the keeper of the Book of Parallax.
Yeah.
She is cool.
She is cool.
Like, she's basically like a space witch-looking lady. When we say witch, though, we don't mean like, there's a different character that's scary as butt called Crib. That looks like a space witch. Crib's gonna be in the Sinestro Corps. Scary. Scary. Lissa is like the sexy witch.
Space Xena.
Oh, she does. There you go.
Come on.
But yeah, she's got the book, like floats with her.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
I think
cool.
It's chained to her, actually.
It is. She has it on a chain.
It's not off the chain.
Her character throughout Green Lantern and her connection with Sinestro and looking at him basically as like her hero because it like of what he created. It's awesome. Her story is very interesting. More to come on that. Anyway. Did you have a least favorite scene?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah, I did. So.
Oh, no. I don't know how.
In this wonderful
thing. I think I know what it is.
Sinestro shows up.
Never mind.
On Nasu's planet.
Yep.
And she tries to kill him.
And her ring doesn't shut down.
And yet later on.
It just diverts it.
Right. And then later on.
Bodica shuts down
because she tried to kill somebody.
Yep.
Why the difference?
Mm.
I did not like the difference. It should be the same across the board.
I think they said, like, in order to reactivate, you have to return to the light. So I don't know if that means, like, you have to...
Oh, that's right. He does say that.
He does.
You don't have to... Does that mean you have to go back to the power battery?
No.
Or, like, do you just have to...
Maybe it's your internal.
Maybe. Like, but that means she never lost it.
Because she's a doctor. Deep down, she doesn't want to kill anybody.
I don't like it.
She doesn't really
because
want to kill
same rules for everybody. Should have shut it down at least for a little bit.
In her defense,
right.
She wasn't trying to kill him out of malice, though.
Doesn't matter. It's murderous intent, not malice intent.
Because not Parallax. Sinestro says, you are the good doctor. You're choosing like the surgical route of like removing him.
I know.
And so given that like you're returning to the light, she was just trying to like.
Her heart never went black.
Yeah. So she could easily go back to being in the light because it wasn't out of hatred and malice.
Because it happened with hers and she went, oh, never mind. And Bodica went, what the? Give me my ring.
Yeah. Like she wouldn't let it go. Loud.
I just want you to keep arguing with Will.
I'm not going to.
Dang it.
I'm done.
I mean, it could be your least favorite part.
It is.
But I'm just defending.
You can't convince me otherwise.
And that's okay. We don't have to.
I know.
I don't even feel like we need to. That was a good call.
Yeah.
I appreciate your... did you notice that on your second read?
No.
That was on your first read?
Yeah.
Wow. Astute.
Anyway.
Nice. What about you, Will?
Mine would have to be the parts where the Lost Lanterns have a grudge against Hal.
Just because you're like, you guys are dumb.
Yeah, you guys are dumb. And
because like, that's what Kilowog said.
Pretty much straight up.
Yeah. You know, the first time it was like high schooler level. He was trying to sit at a table at a cafeteria. And they're like, oh, go somewhere else. And he's like, okay, fine. I literally will. It doesn't matter to me. And him and the other Earthling Green Lanterns went somewhere else. And
they're kind of racist against all the Earth Lanterns.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Because that's what they say, very racist comments towards.
Yep.
And then after they kind of bust into Hal's fight when he's being rescued, or when he's fighting the Sinestro guys, they're like, oh, you're probably here in the antimatter universe trying to join them, or you're working with them.
And that's like, Bodica, though.
That doesn't line up with anything.
Laera and Graf are both like, nah.
No, like some of them are on his side.
Yeah, Bodica's a pain in the butt. It's largely her and the big horn dude.
So we're going to start calling her Bodica?
Bodica. Like that Hanu's ring is still like 90-some charged. I'm just expecting that to be a thing. It is in the next issue, isn't it? Maybe.
I plead the fifth.
The fifth chapter?
Yeah,
right.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But anyway.
I didn't take notes, so I don't remember.
But yeah, my least favorite part is non-existent. I would be a liar if I said that there's anything I didn't like while I was reading.
I had to stretch.
Yeah, I wasn't going to nitpick it. I'm a fanboy of this is one of my favorite comic stories of all time.
I mean, like I said, if it would have been the same, at least for a little bit for both of them, but it just wasn't. It just got deflected.
I know. Dude, no criticism on the fact you have a part. I wasn't critics. Don't give me the crazy eye. So, least favorite character.
I think we all know.
Do we?
Do we?
We do.
I'm just gonna say it. The Children of the Lobe.
You don't like them either?
Those are creepy babies.
I said that they were my least favorite in last week's issue. They are. They're little terrorist babies. They are bomb. They turn themselves into bombs, and they're like toddler looking.
Yes.
But they're like intellectually adult. They're adult toddler human bomb terrorist. If you can come up with something weirder than
that. That one wasn't mine. I thought we were all going to go Smurfs. Mine is Gantha and Sayed. Sayed?
Mine. Oh, when you said minus? I thought you said mine is.
Minus. Was like,
why would you pick that?
Subtract out Gantha and...
Yeah. Well, that's because it's clear that they are different than the rest.
Yeah. Because Gantha, it's like, we've been down this road before. This is what led to the parallax thing. You're like, shut up. You don't know?
Right. I know. It's dumb.
And then they burn out the prophecy, like, if we just destroy this last thing, it's not going to happen. It's like, well, that's clearly not true.
I do like that when they're all losing their minds and they're like, see, the prophecy is literally happening right now. And they're all like, oh, it's your fault. But then he's like, no, shut up. And he's like, you know what we have to do? We have to rewrite the Book of Oa. Which, by the way, that's the book that has all their rules and protocols in.
Never mind.
I knew that he was going with the next book. Yep, I knew that was coming.
Me too.
Because that was the part you thought of when I said that too, huh?
Yes.
That they're rewriting the protocol.
Mm-hmm. Bite the tongue.
Yeah. That's for next week's issue.
Yeah. Remember that for next week.
It's a good part. Preview. It's a good part. My least favorite, I had a couple. I did note the Children of the Lobe because anytime they show up, I like to hate on them. My true least favorite I put first was Crappy Smurfs because they are
just those are my runner up.
Yeah. But somebody that neither of you mentioned, and I just groan because of his persona, Superboy Prime, when he's like sitting on the moon, he's like, Earth. Like,
I didn't understand why that was even in there.
You haven't read establishes him. And he's just a whiny, entitled punk. Like, he's a child. Like,
okay.
For next time, I think I'm going to go back and read the stuff that we kind of skipped.
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
So if you read Infinite Crisis, which is 12 issues long and very wordy, came out in the 80s, it establishes the Anti-Monitor. You don't have to do that, but if you're curious, it is like you're going to have to sit some time aside to read it. It's a real read.
It's a real log.
But Infinite Crisis, the thing that introduces Superboy Prime, you can read the four follow, like the lead-ins to that. Like, you don't have to, though. If you just want to read, it is in it. Well, I might have removed it from our digital list. But for those of you who are reading along and want to know who Superboy Prime is, Infinite Crisis, that's where that comes from. I don't remember if the Anti-Monitor had anything to do with Infinite Crisis. It's been a long time since I read it. Mm. Also, Superboy Prime's armor in this, Anti-Monitor armor. I don't know if you guys noticed that he was wearing something that was a lot like the Anti-Monitor's.
I did.
But which is bad news. That's bad news, too, because that means he's powerful, more so than normal. But yeah, read Infinite Crisis. That'll give you Superboy Prime, and you can groan when you read a panel where he's acting like that, too, because you're just like, oh, I want you to get punched in the face again. But yeah.
Go join Azrael in a hole somewhere.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Next week, we will be continuing this, part two of Sinestro Corps War. If you check the description, hopefully you read along this week. Last week's description had these issues. This week's descriptions will have part twos. And if you need the link to our curated list, it is public on the app. So if you are reading along and need a link, email us at longbox@guyswithissues.com or Discord us. You can talk to us on Discord, which you can find a link to on our website, right?
Right.
Yes.
Guyswithissues.com.
Yeah. Think about how simple that is. And you can really join the book club. You guys have anything else you wanted to mention about this week? We're going to rate it.
I was going to say, do we just like skip that part?
Or? And rate it at the end? No. We're going to rate it. Out of lanterns. Yellow lanterns.
Sure, why not?
Patrick.
I mean, 7 out of 5?
7 out of 5? I love you. You didn't let me down. What about you?
Yeah, perfect 5.
Perfect 5. So I gave Green Lantern Corps Recharge a 10 out of 5. So this has to be at least an 11.
There you go.
There.
I considered giving it 100. That seems
now you're just kidding. Like, it's arbitrary after 5.
So listen, whatever. It's no. I actually, I was talking with somebody, and I was like, if they don't give this a 5, I'm throat punching everybody and walking out the door.
You text me that. You're like, I swear, if you
I
guys
said if you
say,
rate it low, is what I said. I didn't want to give you a number. I gave you a 4. I told you do not rate it lower than 4. Because here's the reality. Because
back to reality.
Oh, there goes gravity. It must be ranks.
Must be ranks.
So if here's the truth of this, we obviously talked about all these parts we liked. Everything that we've been enjoying led to this, and this is like absolute peak storytelling when it comes to comic books.
It was great.
Like, I literally, if you guys would be like, I don't know, I thought it was a 3, I'd be like, I can't trust your judgment on any comic books ever again. It's just the reality of it. It's like, it's so tightly done, and the setup is all, this is all the payoff from like months of reading comics.
Yeah.
So anyway, I am a fanboy. I know this. I own up to it. There are probably people who don't enjoy this. They don't know how to enjoy life. That's okay. But anyway, some people don't like comics, period.
That's fine.
Like, it is fine. And I am friends with people who just cannot enjoy comics.
Right.
And I'm sure I am, as I've said very early on in our in our Guys with Issues run. I believe there is a comic for everyone, though. Like, comics may not be for everyone, but there's at least one out there, thematically, story-wise, something that you would probably mildly enjoy if you came across mm-hmm. it. It's not all superheroes. It's not all, you know.
Yeah.
We talked about fables before.
And it is the unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Patrick's like, that is for everybody.
Everyone.
So I'm glad you guys enjoyed this. Next week, part two. Following week, part three. A couple weeks after that, not week four, a couple weeks after that, on July, the week of July 12th, which our release date is July 10th, that's our true one-year anniversary. So we have a few issues between the Sinestro Corps War and the one-year celebration. Now, we do want to do... We talked about our 1 year last issue, and I cut it all out.
Oh.
So, we do want you, listener, to know that we want to do a call-in episode. We would love that. We would love for our book club to have participation. Even if you haven't read along, but you've listened to us, email us at longbox@guyswithissues.com. Tell us that you are interested, or text us, because most of you have our phone numbers, or Discord us, or whatever it might be.
Get a hold of us somehow.
Yeah, and let us know that you would be interested in being on a call-in episode.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah.
Smoke signal.
So
you can fox it.
Morse code. Right?
Right.
Okay. We would like to do a call-in episode, and we also have some other things we're going to do. Our 1 year might be a two-part celebration, so the episode doesn't run super long. Might be two episodes, and I know I'm saying episodes. I'm doing it on purpose, not in the issue discussion right now.
I mean, technically, unless we read a comic.
We call them special issues.
It would be a...
But they're episodes, right?
Technically an episode.
So, but that'll be coming up, so we'll want to start planning for that. Also, because we have a few weeks between the end of the Sinestro Corps War and the celebration of 1 year of podcasting, we are going to take a short break from Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for this is... we haven't touched on all of the favorite characters that were mentioned in issue zero, our origin issue. Will has one. Thor.
Oh.
That we haven't read. We haven't read a Thor story. And it's kind of been a Thor spot with him.
Right.
He
brings it up every week.
Patrick mentioned the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't read a story with the Hulk in it yet. So we're definitely going to fit in. A couple of those. We're going to fit in those two between the Sinestro Corps and year one. And maybe something else. Maybe we'll just read those. I don't know. So the next couple of weeks are Sinestro Corps. Following that, we're going to do Thor. And then we're going to do some Hulk. Because these guys need to be able to know if those should remake a list. Because maybe we're going to revisit that. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure I know.
So anyway, we just want to keep you in the loop. Thank you for listening as you have. And we want you to know what's coming up because it's exciting stuff.
It is.
And we will jump back into Green Lantern after that because it'll kick off the next road into the big saga. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we'll take another break, do something else in between if we feel like it. Or maybe I don't know. We won't plan too far ahead. We tried to do that with 1 year, and
that did
not happen.
No.
Now, I will still say there's a couple of things I think. We did do our Valentine's Day stuff.
Yeah. We could still do our
I think we should Halloween still do our stuff. Halloween stuff. Mm-hmm. We talked about July being independent comics, and since we're doing... We could technically, since we are taking a break from Green Lantern going into July... And having our 1 year,
we
could do a couple independent comics.
From Jeff Johns at his new
independent. Man. There are a few issues. I don't think there's a full story arc yet.
We could do him once.
We could all see what there is and maybe pick one, because there's a few titles, I think. Maybe.
Sure.
We'll figure it out. We'll discuss it, and then you'll know. Who knows
what they'll be by then, you know?
A few of you have said you like to hear us do this weird on-the-fly planning on mic. A few of you have said you really enjoy that, to hear us be totally unorganized and chaotic. And really, it just gets Chris rambling. That's the problem.
That's fine.
Because that's how he thinks.
Because Chris is a rambling, gambling man.
I knew that was coming. But anyway, is there anything else, now that we've rated it, anything else that might have been overlooked?
There's only one thing.
Oh, that thing.
That.
Does that mean I'm Rick?
And this is Morty.
And I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. We're guys with issues.
Hilarious. You can catch Guys With Issues anywhere you can find your favorite podcasts.
Or check out our website at guyswithissues.com, where you can listen, find reading lists to follow along, and get to know us better.
Send us emails to longbox@guyswithissues.com and tell us your thoughts, or send us suggestions on what we should read next. We would love to hear from our listener. Please let us know. Reach out to us. We know who you are. Most of you. All of you. A few of you. There's really only one. We know. It's one person with 18 different profiles.
Christoph.
So he's even Logan. He sends the emails in.